Man.
Thursday night. Birkas Ilanus. Or Lechav Tes Adar. Okay, we'll interrupt the ongoing Divrei Halacha about Chametz, and maybe in the coming week or two we'll get into Matzah and the Seder and CPCS Mitzrayim, but we'll interrupt it Lechavet Birkas Ilanos, which starts really, it's any time the trees bloom, fruit trees bloom, we'll see in a second, but the Lashon HaGemara and the Shulchan Aruch, it says Nisan, which is basically around when it happens. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you do Birchas Ilanos, which is a bracha really on the Chiddush HaBriya. We're being Mevarech Hashem that Mechadish B'chol Yom Tomid Masi Bereishis, and we see this when the tree is in bloom, when the flower is there. And okay, so that's the Birchas Ilanos, and women make it also. It's not called Zman Kroma. If you see, whenever you see that, you can make the bracha as long, even after the fruit started growing. Wait, if you didn't see a tree, and you first saw a tree when the fruit was already growing, but it didn't become ripe yet, you could still make the bracha till the fruit becomes ripe. But if you saw the tree and you didn't make the bracha, then the poskim say you can only make the bracha until the fruit began to grow. So if you, again, if you see a tree, fruit tree we're talking about, that's the maskana, we're talking about fruit trees. If you see a tree and you didn't make the bracha, then you can only make the bracha till the fruit begins to grow. You can make the bracha the next time you saw the tree, or the third time, or the fourth time, till the fruit begins to grow. If you didn't see it because whatever circumstances existed, then you can make the bracha even after the fruit's growing until it ripens. Okay. Some poskim say you shouldn't make it on Shabbos, so we won't be making it on Rosh Chodesh this year. Some poskim say that, and lemaisad, so then people basically don't, indeed. We're talking about fruit trees. Some say you don't make it on Orla, because it's also to eat. Some say you don't make it on a kalayim tree, which is also to make. Even though once it's made, you're allowed to eat the fruit. By the way, I'm just a zaytik halacha that people don't know. If you have a tree that has been grafted from another min be'isser, you're not allowed to have such a tree, meaning you're not allowed to water it, you're not allowed to aid in the tree's growth. That it says the peros are mutter, that's all it means, that you're allowed to eat such peros. You're allowed to eat the peros. The kilayim, kilayilon, is not also bachila even. You could, I mean, if it's from grafting, havrocha, harkova. But you're not allowed to do it, but it's not that you're just not allowed to do it, but if you have a tree to which it was done and the tree is existing that way, I know someone wanted to buy a tree for Tu B'Shvat, and I told him he has to check it out, because a lot of citrus fruit trees that you go to a nursery and buy, it might be kalayim, it might be graft, it's quite often done. And you're not allowed to water such a tree, you're not allowed to prune such a tree, you're not allowed to help in the tree's growth. The kids, so the bottom line is that a nursery needs a heksha, because it really does. I don't know what people do. If the guy's not from, you can't believe him. I talked to Saul Glazer. There is a way you could really see. Even a layman, he says, could see. You have to talk to him. A layman would be able to see if a tree was grafted. Anyway, getting back to Birkas Ilanos. So some say you don't make a bracha because it's like a be'isser, it was made. Some say you don't make it on Orla because it's also to eat. And some say you should only make it on two or more trees from different species. So people try to do that. Okay, that's it. Some people already make a whole minyan and it becomes like Birkas Hachama with a whole thing to say, and that's wonderful. If your kavanos are l'shem shemayim, that's wonderful. And there'll be a list in the bulletin about people who have trees in bloom. The Chidah says, this is already Kabbalistic, that there are neshamos that come back into this world as trees, and this is a tikkun for the neshama, that people make a bracha over them. Adam eitz hasada, I guess it has to do with that. So if there's any neshamas, I don't mean to make fun, you know, this is beyond us, but if you have in mind when you make the bracha to be musakin any neshamas that might be lurking around there. Okay.